Today we celebrate what would seem to be a rather unusual kind of feast, Our Lady of the Snows, but it actually comes from back around the 4th century somewhere, and there was a couple that was a noble couple that didn't have any children. They were wondering what to do with their vast fortune, and they prayed and asked Our Lady. And as the story goes, she appeared and said she wanted a church built in her honor. They told the Pope, who of course didn't believe them, and said something to the effect of, well, if tomorrow it snows, then I will personally go and draw where the cornerstone will be. And if you go over to the church of St. Mary Major over in Rome, there is a frieze in one of the side chapels showing the Pope drawing where the cornerstone will be in the snow. Now, if you've ever been to Rome in August, it doesn't snow. It is very hot and very miserable, and so that's why this is quite a miracle. But it is also a great lesson. Don't mess with the Mother of God, pure and simple. When we think about it, above all people, she could say exactly what the prophet Elijah said, and more perfectly, and that is that let it be known this day that I have done all of these things at your word. Because Mary always did and does only the will of God. So even for her to appear and say, I want a church built, that's not her doing something selfish. That is God himself sending his mother to be able to do something in her honor, which is what this couple wanted to be able to do something to honor our Blessed Lady. But there is no one who is going to honor our Blessed Lady more than her son. And so he honored what these people wanted to do. Now you can't exactly blame the Pope. All you have to do is think about it and say, well, let's say that your next door neighbor came over to your house today, knocked on the door and said, guess what? Our Lady appeared to me today and she wants your house to be changed into a chapel in her honor. You're gonna say, praise the Lord, I'll be moving out tonight. You're probably gonna say, she didn't tell me that. It's nice if she told you, but it's my house. It'd be nice if she let me know. Well, she let the Pope know. When he didn't believe it, she gave him the sign, and an unmistakable one. You can actually, even in America, if you wanted to honor this particular miracle, down in Belleville, Illinois, there's a shrine to Our Lady of the Snows down there. So you don't necessarily have to go to Rome to be able to be part of this. But it is that point of being able to recognize that conformity to the will of God. The Pope had to learn that. The people who wanted to give their money for Our Lady needed to learn that. And it's something that every one of us has to learn. It is what Our Lady was all about. Just as this woman was able to say, and truthfully, that her womb is blessed, her breasts are blessed, far greater, she is blessed because she did only the word of God. That's what we have to be about. It's not just reading the Word of God and knowing the Word of God, which is necessary. It is doing, following, living the Word of God. It is putting it into practice. That's what Our Lady's life was. She lived the Word of God. Of course, the Word of God became incarnate in her womb, was born of her, and so her whole life was about the Word of God, not only the Word of God that she knew from the sacred scriptures, but obviously the Word made flesh. And she served that Word wholeheartedly and perfectly, and continues to do so in eternity, which is exactly what you and I are going to do for eternity if we go the right direction. That's why we want to start even now. Why would we want to wait until we get to heaven? Of course, if we don't serve the Word of God, we're not going to get to heaven. So we need to be about doing that now, striving to live according to the will of God. Because when Jesus says, blessed rather are those who hear the Word of God and keep it, That's ultimately what he's saying. Those who do my will. Because he is the Word of God. And everything he speaks is the truth. And so for us, it is not only something that should be blatantly obvious, but it is in perfect conformity with our dignity. It is to be who we were created to be. So we see this in the life of our Blessed Lady. We see it as we continue on. As I've told you many times and will repeat until it happens, the time that is coming is our Blessed Lady's time. We need to do what she tells us to do. She told the waiters at the wedding at Cana, do whatever he tells you to do. This time it's him telling us about his mother. Do whatever she tells you to do. She's in charge of this one. And she's the one, it's going to be the triumph of her Immaculate Heart. So if we want to be part of that, we need to be obedient to her. All she does is the will of God. So being obedient to Our Lady is being obedient to God. And when we look at what happened, we need to recognize also a practical point. Our Lady, in and of herself, is obviously not omnipotent. She is a human woman just like every other human woman. She is not God. But her Son is. And so all the power in the universe is right there at her fingertips. She has it all. She is not all powerful in herself. Only God is. But she has all the power in the universe because her Son is God. And so, once again, all we need to do is stay with her. If she can make it snow in Rome in August, she can do whatever else she wants to do. Because anything that she does is the will of God. And if that's going to be our desire and our will is to do the will of God, the best way of being able to do that, to know the Word of God, but in this case and with where we're headed, just stay close to Our Lady. Do whatever she tells you to do, because she is not going to lead you astray. She is going to tell you only the Word of God, and therefore only the will of God. So if you are doing what Our Lady is asking you to do, you are going to be hearing and keeping the Word of God as well. So that's what we can keep our focus on and know what we're doing here. So just as she has intervened over and over and over again through the centuries and shown herself for who she is, our most glorious intervention is yet to come. And you and I have the opportunity to be part of it. So that has to be our disposition, to hear the Word of God, to keep it, to do whatever our Blessed Lady tells us to do.